thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Wole, Ray Jeezy, Will T, part of Sports Journey. Make sure you check us out at sportsjourney.com. You'll find all kinds of sports content, especially for our DMV sports team. Let me patch in the fellas. All right, fellas, you on? Fellas, you on?
Yeah, we here.
Yep. All right, cool. What's going on, y'all?
I didn't even hear you start, brother.
I know, right? I couldn't hear me start. Now I can hear myself. Can y'all hear me?
I'm good, man.
Oh, it's good, man. Just finished watching this Hoyas.
Just perfectly fine. All right,
perfect. I was just watching this Hoyas game, man. Trash. Straight trash.
I wouldn't call them trash. Let's not call it. It's too early for us to get too... I know we're all emotionally invested in Georgetown basketball, but it's a little bit too early. Essentially, you know, with everything going on regarding COVID-19, let's give it some time, man. Give it some time.
They play Navy, Will. Navy, dog. Navy.
I understand that.
They almost lost to UMBC, too, bro, for real. Like, they could have lost to UMBC. Like, those are two, like...
I get it. I get it, and I understand. I understand the frustration and, you know, it's Georgetown basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, Georgetown basketball is an institution in the D.C. area and around the country. But let's give it some time, man. It's only two games. Let's give them until Christmas.
Ray, what are you thinking, man?
I'm thinking that a middle initial carries a lot of weight. It really does. Mm-hmm. Like Stephen A. Smith, Michael B. Jordan, Will T. Shorter. You just heard that man.
Not my whole government on the...
I know. Right.
I apologize. Hey, listen, Will. Football Garbage Time put it everywhere. Now, we just on the air.
They did the real talk. So
go complain to Hakum. But the reason why I mentioned it is because you thought that Mike Tyson event was going to be trash. Will, you encouraged people not to watch it, but it turned out to be a great event.
Oh, man, Will, you ain't see it at all? Will, you watch any of it?
No, I haven't. I didn't watch any of it. I have no intentions of watching any of it.
All right, man, we're going to talk about it too, though, man.
Though it may be an event, it's not something I'm interested in. And that doesn't mean just because it's an event, it means it's a compelling, compelling and competitive boxing match.
Yeah.
Will T. Now you got Antonio Tarver and Evander Holyfield calling out Tyson. It worked.
It's unfortunate, right?
I'm pretty sure it does. It's reported that Mike Tyson received. Well, it's on the line. It's on the lineup for later, so I won't go into it.
Yeah, but subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. Will T.
Let's get to our tradition of pregame.
Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about the Washington football team defeating the Dallas Cowboys in their upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8:20. We'll make our Week 13 NFL picks on air, finally. At 8:30, we'll discuss the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. boxing event over the weekend. Finally, we'll have Bite Down Boxing's Reginald Woodson on the show to chat about Saturday's welterweight showdown between Danny Garcia and Errol Spence. But first, on Thanksgiving Day, the Washington football team crushed the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. Thoughts on that game? I'm going to start with Will T.
Thoughts on the game. One, the Washington football team has a star on the offensive side of the ball, and that star I'm referring to is not Terry McLaurin, it is Antonio Gibson. Mm. Antonio Gibson is starting to emerge. He's coming into that space where I think we'll start to talk about him as one of the top 10 backs next year, at least. I'm serious. Look, you see the way that kid ran, the way that he, you know, used his blocks and cut and his vision. I saw a lot of progression from when he started in week one up until week 12. So I think Washington definitely has another star on their hands on the offensive side of the ball to go with Terry McLaurin. That's one. Two, I don't think I said it. I mentioned this on air with you guys, but I think I was just talking casually with one of my friends. No, I saw whoever won this game would probably win the division.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go back on that. So, you know, I think Washington football team, Wally, I know you don't want to hear this, but
God.
I think you could be talking about a NFC East division title.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Put it 6-10 or 7-19.
Oh, this is trifling.
In the next coming weeks.
Oh.
I know. It's hard to say, man. Look,
it's hard to say, man.
It's hard to say. And three, where's Ryan Kerrigan?
Well, he was there.
Has anyone seen Ryan Kerrigan?
He got snaps. He didn't have a sack, but he had snaps. He's had 4.5 sacks this year so far. About 4 sacks. I could be wrong. Like 4 sacks this year. I actually know it's funny. I thought he played a little bit too much down the stretch. I thought Montez Sweat should have got some of his snaps because for like a series he was on the field. I want to say for 4 to 5 consecutive plays, and I was like, I asked the question on Twitter, was like Montez Sweat injured? And then not too long, maybe a play or two from there, Montez Sweat came back in the game. I mean, to me, he has a role, right? Ryan Kerrigan, he has a role. He's not supposed to be starting. Those are young dogs at that position. Guys that we have seen throughout this season that have made plays and they're very young. You got Chase Young, a rookie, and Sweat, a second-year player. So it's just time for a new generation. But, Ray Jeezy, what you think about the game?
I get it.
Talk away, Wilson. My bad. Go ahead.
No. My apologies. I don't want to be rude. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, first, Washington football in Dallas is low-key still a rivalry, bro. Did you see the response from the fans after that, or during the game and after that game? Like, Wally, I know you was in your house jumping up and down.
Nah,
false.
That's a false statement. That's a false statement.
You excited?
Nah, it's a false statement again. It's a false statement, but go ahead. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the real, but it's a false statement.
I'm just messing with you. No. You kept it real on Twitter. You said, I'm glad they blew out a bad team. That's another basically test they passed for you as a fan, but you still weren't pretty high on it. You said now they got to play well against a good team like Pittsburgh, and it's a testament that's coming up. But I will say this. You asked a question on both shows. Who has the momentum coming into this Thanksgiving game? And what did I tell you guys?
I said the
Washington football team has momentum. Why? Because they knew this Dallas team was the same team they just blew out weeks earlier. They knew it was the same offensive line, and they played like it, and they put on a more dominating performance on the road in front of fans, and that was impressive to me. Antonio Gibson, you already mentioned it, establishing himself as a premier back. I won't go that far necessarily, but I'm just kind of repeating what Will T said. However, the run game is essential to your success, and I hope they stick with it. I hope Scott Turner continues to evolve as a play caller, and that will help you as you win this division and host a home playoff game.
Yeah, it goes back to like, all right, for the run game, it's like, can you do this against teams not named the Dallas Cowboys and the Cincinnati Bengals? Because you've only done this. I mean, Gibson's only had he's only played well against the Dallas. I mean, not to say played well, but he's only had over 100 yards against the Dallas Cowboys. You can't play this team, you know, all year round. He looks spectacular against this team. This team, period. For real, it is what it is. So I don't want folks come out here out the box and say, yo, he's a star. And I'm like, well, we've seen, like, when we talk about dudes like star running backs, they played well against, you know, average defenses or maybe really good defenses. I'm not going to say they played lights out, but against good defenses, they, you know, you see them impose their will. He's learning. I agree. I think he's getting better. Like Will said, I think Gibson is getting better as a running back, but it's hard to really digest. It's hard to dissect if he's at that level because he's only had two spectacular games against the Dallas Cowboys, who've had one of the worst run defenses, and then the Bengals have one of the worst run defenses in the league. So there's only three games where predominantly you could say he had 100 yards, because the Bengals, he was approaching 100 yards and he lost in yards. So you could say the Bengals game was a good game. The Bengals game was a good game for him, and the Dallas Cowboys games were great games for him. But he didn't come up big against the Giants. He didn't come up big against, you know, the Eagles. They play early season. To Will's point, he has gotten better. And to the aspect of, you know, the game itself, like, I'm glad that this team, they did what you do. If you feel like you're a good team, you do what you're supposed to do to a bad team. And you mentioned it, Ray, when I mentioned on Twitter. Like, I'm going to use this analogy. I know we all have fun on this show, but it's like, you beat a team like you know what I'm saying? You beat a team bad. You treat this team like a hoe. It is. You treat them Cowboys like they a hoe. They ain't a good team. They ain't a bad. They ain't a good team. They're a sorry team. Ooh. And you treat like you don't treat a hoe. You don't treat. You don't marry a hoe. You don't wife a hoe. Nah. What you do is like you treat them like they are. So the Cowboys in this situation, they're a horrible team. And you don't have. You don't let a horrible team stay in the game.
Talking about me with my language.
I'm just saying you don't let a horrible.
Talk about me with my language.
Go ahead. I'm just saying like you don't treat a horrible team and make them and let them be competitive. And let them be competitive or let them stay in the game. Like, you beating the Bengals, staying in for the Bengals to beat you that long, that's a bad win. That's not a great win. The Cowboys game, when they won 20-9, I don't know what it was. The Cowboys game, beginning of the season, like, they stay in the game too long. Like, this game, you dominated this game. You know what I mean? You pretty much dominated this game. Now, if you want to tell me that now that Washington can be a good team, can you compete it, then we can talk now in terms of saying, all right, maybe they're turning a corner. This is that this is the game you can use. But other games before this game, you couldn't tell that to me.
You know what I just learned?
What's up?
I learned that for women that he perceives as loose, he has no respect and no love for them. But me, I'm a lover. I'm a cuddler.
This is what you're doing.
The way that Wole would treat women that he would classify as loose and me, two totally different ways.
What?
But anyway, let's get back to sports.
Which, I hate you, bro.
Okay. Where are we going with this?
We're back to sports, though.
I just said back to sports. No, but
he did just really disrespect the whole entire Dallas Cowboys organization. Now, he basically called them the H word, bro. So it's a bunch of H.
I'm just saying when you that bad, you don't treat a bad team with love and affection. You treat them like you're supposed to treat them. You're supposed to treat them disrespectfully. Like, when you play a bad team, you treat them like when, all right.
Bad
when,
analogy.
Like, nah, nah. Like, when. Be real. Be real.
So, if a woman is this, you got to treat her this way. I'm going to treat you how you
no,
want.
No, no. You know what I'm talking about. You, in a certain way, Ray, don't do that to
me. I'm not carrying the you.
No, not like that. Let me backtrack. Are you getting real PC? Let me backtrack real quick. I'm not saying you treat them like. Put your hands on them like that. All I'm saying is you treat them disrespectfully in this situation. Like, as the Cowboys, you treat them disrespectfully. You do not treat them like they're a good team. You beat them like you beat them bad. Because I don't want to say something incorrectly. You beat them bad, and they did what they had to.
I know what you're trying to say.
Thank you.
A good team comes into the opposition's home, they keep their muddy shoes on, and they do a Rick James, they jump on their couch.
Thank you, bro.
They say,
F your couch. Yeah, that's what you do. Hey,
and they continue to, you know, stomp their feet on their couch, which Washington did.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, the Arizona Cardinals did it to Washington when they went to Arizona. Like, that's what you do. Cleveland Browns did it to Washington. Like, that's what you do. When you play a bad team, you treat them like a bad team. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry. Let me use this way. When you play a 16 seed, you play them like they're a 16 seed. That's how you treat them. Ray, when we watch March Madness, we be like, hey, you ain't blow that squad out? Oh, you're going to have a bad tournament.
Yeah. I hear you, brother. I appreciate you kind of walking it back a bit.
I'm trying, bro. You're listening to the Urban Sports League, part of Sports
don't
Journey.
SportsJourney.com. We're going to commercial break.
Go ahead. And we're going to the Steelers game.
And also,
go ahead.
When you edit this, Wole, please strike my government name out of this. I have future aspirations.
All right,
thank you very much.
I got you, dog.
Appreciate it.
All right. Wow.
You know I'm not really editing like you know so you know I ain't gonna edit it like that though. You know I'm not editing for real. I don't edit this show.
I know you're not, man.
You know I don't edit this show.
I know you don't.
because the Baltimore Ravens have a spread of COVID-19 in the organization, the league moved their Thanksgiving game with the Pittsburgh Steelers to tomorrow. Washington is supposed to play the Steelers Sunday, but that game will probably be pushed back. How does this affect the Washington football team? I'll start with
a pushback already. It's been pushed back a day.
Who the Washington football game? Has that game been official?
Pushed back to Monday.
Yeah, so it's officially
Monday,
it's official.
Monday evening.
So it's official.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, tough. That's what's up.
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. How does that affect the team?
Well, it gives them one more day to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully they, you know, the players use this opportunity to. If they had any nagging injuries to get treatment, gives the coaching staff a little bit more time to review film, and also, I don't know, it puts, I would think, Washington at a disadvantage. I think it puts Pittsburgh at a disadvantage mm-hmm. because Pittsburgh's playing tomorrow at Wednesday, so they won't have that, you know, week to usually to rest and prepare for the upcoming opponent. So I would imagine that from a preparation and practice perspective, I think things will probably be a little bit more crammed in Pittsburgh as they prepare for the game on Monday evening against Washington.
So Ray, you think they got a legitimate chance of beating the Steelers?
Yes, I do, because the team that you just thrashed on Thanksgiving, they nearly had the Steelers when they played them in Dallas. And honestly, it was a questionable roughing the passer call late in that game that sort of turned the momentum to get Pittsburgh that win, just from my observation. So I believe that you definitely have a great chance. You're going with a good game plan. Defensively, you put pressure on Big Ben, who is slower than me at this point. He's slower than you, Wole, with your bad knees. I'm telling you, I feel like I could catch Big Ben and I could sack him. I know he's strong, but I feel as though you get pressure in his face, you get hands up like Montez Sweat and Chase Young have been doing, you have an excellent chance to win. You keep running the football, you control the clock, you got a good coach and Coach Rivera who is starting to now put his stamp on his team, thank God, and we're seeing that culture change really starting to take effect because you won back-to-back games and you won a nationally televised game on Thanksgiving. You're ready for the moment against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh may not even be undefeated coming into the game, but if they are, that would make it even more special if you upset them.
Will T, then they got a legit chance?
I think they have a better than normal chance of knocking off Pittsburgh, especially if they rely on, if Antonio Gibson is able to get that running game going. You know, Alex Smith isn't going to really put you in a bad predicament from the perspective of throwing a lot of interceptions or throwing a lot of risky passes. And one thing that's very interesting, even though Pittsburgh's deep offensive line is very good, Washington, that front four versus their front five, especially how big and physical Washington's front four is and their ability to rotate players out along that front four on the defense is going to be a very interesting matchup.
Definitely. All right. We'll make our Week 13 NFL picks after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
All right, bet. Put my magic. We bought the ball in the club. Shaking straight up out the dough. I'm swerving in my Chevy. About to let these know. Put that break on ball. Cause Roy got bread. Roy got a smoke or drink, he gets hit. Roy keep at least six women up in the bed. Roy do it big, cause Roy got it made. Body red, hot, body red, hot drink. Yeah. I'm supposed to stop, but I can't. I'm a dog, yeah. I love, yeah. And I'm addicted to money, call it. Do it big then, die, die. Do it big then, die. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Wole, Will T, Ray Jeezy, part of Sports Journey, sportsjourney.com. All right, so here we go. Make sure you check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. We're part of the Urban Sports and Football Garbage Time Challenge. Here are records through week 12. Will T is 113-62. I'm 108-67, and Ray is 102-73. Here's where we are in the standings. Will T is in third place. I'm in fourth place, and Ray is in eighth place. Hakun Wong from the Football Garbage Time crew is in first place. You can also check out our standings at www.footballgarbagetime.com. Standings and picks. You can check our picks and standings out over there. Week 13 games. Who wants to? Will, are you giving your picks out for this segment?
I really didn't want to,
I want to stick to your routine, dog.
I'm not liable to use those.
I want to stick to your routine.
I'm not liable to use those.
Okay.
What?
Oh, I was gonna stick to your routine if you was gonna use them or not.
I really don't want to, just for competitive purposes.
All right, Ray, you want to do the picks on that? Will, just sit it out.
I don't care, man. All right. For a third place team is ridiculous. Just make your pick.
Eighth place?
Hey, that's fine. I finished in second last year. You know, we have up and down years. I'll get a good draft pick, Will. I don't care.
I mean, I'll say something. I'm not just going to.
All right, cool. You know what? We'll all do it. I'm going to start with Ray. Cowboys, Ravens.
Yes, because Ray is the last place amongst us. He should go first.
What is going on, dude?
Because of COVID, I'm gonna go with the Cowboys. The COVID Cowboys that beat the Ravens.
Oh man,
that's what's beating the Ravens right now. COVID, my goodness.
Oh, God.
I got them beating Pittsburgh tomorrow, though.
Wow.
I'll take the Cowboys in upset.
Bet Will T. If it doesn't really matter.
Aren't you behind me?
Okay, my bad, bro. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna honor your swag right now, dog. I'm gonna go with the Ravens.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna go with the Ravens, bro.
I'm going with the Ravens also.
All right, Saints Falcons. I'll start it off because I don't want to start no drama. I'm gonna start it off. I'm gonna go with the Falcons in this game. Whoever wants to go, go.
I say the Saints. They're too inconsistent for me.
I'm going with the Saints also.
All right, Lions and Bears. I'll start with Will. We'll start with you.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I think that the new coaching, you know, new GM, new coaching, they got something to play for. Everyone has something to play for. They're auditioning. So I'm going with the Lions.
Is Trubisky like the starter again, or was just a one-time thing?
I believe Trubisky's going to be the starter again.
All right. I'm going with the Lions. Ray?
I'll take the Bears.
All right. Browns versus the Titans. Let me start it. I'll go with the Titans. Ray?
Repeat it for me. I'm sorry.
Browns, Titans.
Oh, yeah. Derrick Henry looking real these days. I'll take the Browns.
What? Whoa. Will T.
The game of the week. I'm going with the Browns.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bengals.
Ain't going to keep that thing, though.
I know, right? Bengals Dolphins. You ain't lying. Bengals Dolphins. Hey, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Hey, Will T.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take MIA as well.
All right. Jaguars, Vikings. I'm going to go with the Vikings. Ray.
Take the Vikings.
Will T.
I'm making a sweep. Going with the Vikings.
All right. Raiders, Jets. I'm going to go with the Raiders. Everybody going with the Raiders? Let me speed this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Washington Steelers. Everybody going with the Steelers?
All right. I'll take Washington.
All right. Ray has Washington. I have the Steelers.
You know what? This game is in D.C.?
No, it's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in Pittsburgh. Oh, God. Give me the Steelers.
All right. Colts versus Texans. I'm going to go. Ooh, this is tough. I'm going to go with the Colts. Will.
I'm gonna go with the Colts also.
Ray.
Yeah, I'll go with the Colts. I'll go with the Colts.
All right, Rams, Cardinals. I am
no going Will to, Fuller.
I know, right? Ram PD. Rams, Cardinals. Yeah, I'm going with the Rams. Ray.
Me too. Rams.
Will.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Cardinals. All right. Giants, Seahawks.
Cardinals.
I got you. Giants, Seahawks. Everybody going to Seahawks?
Seahawks. Yep.
All right.
Seahawks.
Eagles, Packers. Everybody going with the Packers?
I'm going with the Packers. Not only am I going with the Packers, after the Packers win this game, I think Howie Roseman gets fired.
Mm. And is Wentz the quarterback?
After this game, no.
Okay. Ray, you said the Packers too?
Yeah, I'll say the Packers. Okay. I ain't nobody. NFC East, I picked the Cowboys. I might change that. I might pull a Will T.
You picked Washington too.
Hey, still good to do it, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But I'll take the Packers, though.
Okay. Absolutely. Patriots, Chargers. I'm going with the Patriots. Who, Ray?
Ah, man, this is hard.
It
this
is.
One of the harder ones to take. I'll go ahead and say the Patriots, too. Never bet against Belichick.
Will T.
This game in L.A. or?
L.A. It's in L.A.
Oh, give me the Chargers.
Okay. Broncos, Chiefs. Everybody has the Chiefs?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Chiefs, Bills, Niners. All right, I guess I'll put that out. I got the Bills. Will.
Going with the best play caller in the NFL. Give me the Niners.
Okay.
I'll take the Niners as well.
All right. All right. On to the next segment. The Legends Only League had Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. Saturday night. We'll talk about the big event after the break. To listen to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
Get it. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray Jeezy, Wole, now part of Sports Journey. Make sure you check us out at sportsjourney.com. All right, the Legends Only League debuted on Saturday night. The card featured a matchup between Iron Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. First up, Ray, you want me to start off with who? Oh, man, that's why. Hey, Will T. I guess I messed up. Will T.
Yes.
I guess I messed up.
What's up?
Hey, did you watch? I know you didn't watch the fight, so I'm not going to ask you. But about the, like, why didn't you want to watch the fight? Let's go into that. Or the event. How come you didn't want to watch the event?
So, no, I have a couple thoughts on it.
Okay.
One, I think, as you mentioned it was an exhibition boxing match. And it, as you stated, it was an event, mm-hmm. right? It was something that crossed over into popular culture and made people want to tune in and watch the fight. So for that part of it, for it to generate a buzz or interest amongst, you know, pop culture, mm-hmm. I think that's good. So I'll start there. Second thing is, I guess, and now I go to my, you know, why I didn't want to watch the fight. that was a great part about it, right?
Yeah.
It was an event. It got people excited about boxing. You know, UFC's been back for a couple months. They've had numerous pay-per-views, big pay-per-views, and people have been really excited about UFC. So for boxing to get back on the mat with a huge event, because I'm not going to call it an actual boxing match, an exhibition, an event, but then boxing was huge. It's good. So here's my concern about this type of fight. And you guys kind of alluded to it earlier. You know, once you see one 50-year-old fighter come out of retirement and look good, now it starts to open up the floodgate for all the other guys who have since retired from the ring for, you know, because Father Time has caught up with them. You know, Ray, I think you mentioned that Lennox Lewis, Holyfield, Tarver,
Holyfield,
all those guys are now saying, no, we want to come out of retirement and possibly fight Mike Tyson. My chief concern is these are guys that are older. They've taken a lot of big shots to the body and to, you know, to the head area from a neurological standpoint. You know, who's to say if one of these guys, you know, get in the ring and get hit with a big shot, we don't have something that tragic happens, right? So I think from my perspective, for a state commission to give these guys a license to fight at the age of 50 and there aren't certain precautions taken, I think is malpractice, to be honest with you, because it's something, there's some injury or some travesty that's waiting to happen. One of the things that I did see, someone sent me a video of a fight with Nate Robinson.
Oh my God, bro!
And Nate Robinson getting knocked out and put to sleep. There's no way a guy like Nate Robinson, who hasn't trained, for 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
should be able to get into a ring and get a license to box.
Mm.
And a professional, although an exhibition fight, in a professional fight. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense to me. And for those reasons, I don't want to watch this because someone can get really, really hurt.
I feel you with that, man, the safety
plus
angle.
The quality of, and plus, also, I think the quality of boxing most likely is going to be trash.
I mean, you didn't see the real Tyson in that fight with Roy anyway. He was like, he was very polite in that fight. So. You take it for what it is. You get the nostalgic feeling for a hot second, but after that, it kind of dies down because it wasn't like real Mike. I mean, that's real. I mean, not saying that you're going to get real Mike at that age, but the mentality was totally different. And maybe because he had that much respect for Roy Jones, or maybe he's at a different place in his life. But the Nate Robinson knockout, because I was watching the fight, and that knockout was, in the total. Just enjoying a fight, that knockdown was hilarious. And because you can see it coming in so many different levels. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he got hit the first time, you were like, yo, maybe they should stop this fight. Because that he got knocked off, he seems like he ain't going to be ready. And his whole approach wasn't ready. And then the second one, the way he fell off that punch, bruh. That joint was comical. I mean, again, you're glad he's okay so I can say this, but that joint was comical. It was comical because you're glad he's okay. That's the first thing when you make sure that somebody's okay. When he hit the ground and the way he was just placed on the ground,
so,
and laid out that way, I was like, yo, Nate.
So here's my question I have for, you know, you and other people who, you know, who say him getting knocked out like that. Mm-hmm. What was comical about that?
It's after the fact. I'm saying that's after the fact. Like, because you're just thinking about one, because automatically, he's a basketball player. So you're thinking, like, yo, why is he in the ring anyway? Let's be real. Like, that's why he's in the ring anyway. I'm like, at first when I got there, I was like, so somebody told me, like, yeah, Nate, they're like, Nate fighting. I was like, Nate Robinson, he fighting? I thought it was only boxers. That's just one. So once, I mean, you see the punch and you see him get dropped like that, you're like, shoot. It was, and you knew to a certain extent, because he wasn't unconscious, like, say, we watched Kell Brook. When Kell Brook got like knocked out, we were like, oh snap. You know what I mean? Not Kell Brook, I'm sorry. Shoot. When Tank knocked out
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Santa Cruz. You were like, you knew, like, all right, yo, that's something serious. So I'm not saying that was a comical, but the way Nate went down, because you kind of on the flip side knew that Nate was okay, he just got caught. You were like, yo, it just caught you off guard. And who he got knocked out by? This is a YouTube. This is a social media dude. This ain't a real dude. Like, it's just a social media dude.
I understand that. But he's a influencer or whatever he is on social media. I don't know of him.
Me either.
And I can't say that I'm familiar of him or his work. But one of the things you are failing to take into account is this dude has actually trained to box, right? this wasn't his first fight.
Yeah.
He's actually trained to box. He's been in there with a professional trainer for probably years,
mm-hmm.
right? So he has familiarity of how to conduct himself in a boxing ring, opposed to Nate Robinson, who was just, you know, taking up a challenge. That's why I say it's malpractice for, you know, the California Boxing Commission to commission that fight. You've got a guy who, Nate Robinson, who just pretty much took up the sport against the guy who had been previously training. I don't know Nate Robinson's background with regards to the sport, but from my understanding is the guy, what's his name, Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul
called out people, was trash talking on social media, and Nate Robinson took up his challenge.
Yeah, he's calling out people now. He wants to fight MMA. He think he can fight Floyd. I'm just saying, like, dude is a social media dude. Yeah,
it's just malpractices. To me, it's nothing about that's entertaining. And you know, I commend Nate Robinson for actually manning up and getting in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people will laugh at, you know, him getting knocked out, but there aren't that many people that would actually take up the challenge of going into a boxing ring.
Oh no.
With thousands or millions of people watching,
mm-hmm.
and put their health and put their life on the line. That's why I said, to me, there's nothing funny about it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Scolding you. He's scolding you.
I know. No, I'm still laughing.
I
still think it's funny. It's not. I mean, but I'm always willing to listen to somebody's point.
Will T is taking that stance that many took. Like Rosie Perez, you know, she's a big fight fan, very active on Twitter. She said, "I really hope this guy Nate is okay." I thought it was funny that she knew who he was, but she said, "I hope he's okay." And you cannot step into a ring if you've never been in one before. And mm-hmm. she was genuinely concerned about him. As was Steph Curry. People laughed at Steph Curry's tweet, but he was like, "Come on, Nate, be okay." Like he was worried.
Mm.
So there are a number of people that feel like Will T does. Like, this wasn't hilarious. This wasn't funny. You should not box if you've never been in a ring. I don't care how many street fights you've been in. You cannot step in a boxing ring. But I'll say this. One thing that stood out to me, many young people never saw Mike Tyson fight. They heard about him and they go on YouTube and watch classic fights, but they were excited. You watch Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the young millennials and even some of the teenagers that I saw were like, "Man, I get to see Tyson fight. I think it's dope." So for a guy his age to get in shape like that, and Roy Jones looked in pretty good shape for his age too, to get in there actually box.
You thought so?
I thought it was pretty cool.
You thought Roy was in good shape?
I was not a supporter of this fight.
You thought Roy was in good shape?
Huh?
You thought Roy was in
good shape? Look, I saw pictures of Roy Jones.
Come on, man.
Listen, come on. Come on, Ray.
For his age.
Come on, Ray.
Hold on, look at Shaq. Look at Shaq.
Hey, yo, I know what you're calling.
I can't use Brian Mitchell's that. Look at Eric Bieniemy on the sidelines. Look at Drew Staley. Guys, you grew up watching athletes. They're not in no condition to step back onto a playing field.
He didn't look like he was in any condition to be in it. Ray,
okay.
Come on, man.
Oh, okay, Will, let me ask you this. I'm being real, too.
All
let
right.
me ask you this.
Okay, yeah. All
right. Right now, do you feel like you're in better shape than Roy Jones?
Right now?
I'm not.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I don't think okay. I am. I mean, I don't. Right, do
I'm
I?
Not,
I don't but, know. I don't. He's a boxer. I feel like boxing shape is totally different. I don't.
He's in his 50s now. Come on now.
I know he's 50, but you see, like Bernard Hopkins. I'm just saying, Bernard Hopkins is better shape than him, dog. It's like, there's certain, like, I don't know, man. Like,
okay.
I'm looking at Roy.
That's a great point.
Because it's a different, I look at Roy, it's like, when you're a boxer, depending if you want to get back, we're talking about getting in the ring, right? If you're a boxer, you typically, and he still fights, and Roy typically still fights. I guess that makes it even worse. He still fights. And I'm like, you pretty much take decent care of your body. I'm not saying like he got to be Roy when he was 20 or 30, but he looked like a 40-year-old man in the ring. And typically boxers look better than what their age is. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're still fighting. Because look at Evander. Evander's in good shape. Like, I mean, you don't want to see him fight again.
Evander's been back in the ring training.
Yeah, you don't want to see him fight, though.
Evander's been back in the gym training.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of my point is...
But Roy still fights, though, right?
He was in relatively good shape. Mike was in good shape. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Mike looked like a man who had been training for a minimum of...
Yeah, I agree.
I know 4 months.
Yeah.
He looked like a man who'd been training for a minimum of 4 months. Mm-hmm. Roy Jones looked like a guy who'd been training for 3 weeks.
That's my problem. That's my thing. It's like, and Roy is more active than Mike in terms of still boxing. That's the thing. Like, that's what caught me off guard. I thought
I will agree with you. Yeah. There are certain guys who can still get back in the ring and look like they're in amazing shape. Andre Ward comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's commentating now, he's still in amazing shape. Again, Bernard, that's going to be the exception, man. I mean, that dude was different. I mean, Bernard fought much longer and was still actually competitive longer than most guys would. Like Ali, for example, he just didn't look good in his career. I mean, it happened. People fight beyond his time. So Bernard is, I mean, just an aberration, if you ask me.
Mm.
But maybe I slipped up with the Roy comment. Can I finish what I was trying to
go say? Ahead, my bad.
Go ahead, man.
And the second point I was going to make, and everybody has already said this, is when you talk about an entertainment standpoint, Snoop Dogg, he did it for everybody. He did it. I mean, when he was like, oh, Lord.
He killed that joint, dog.
That's what made it funny to me.
He killed that joint.
He was like, oh, Lord.
He said, oh, Lord.
I said, yeah, you know what? It was very entertaining to see Snoop Dogg on the call. And then, you know, when he's commentating the Roy Jones fight, it was funny, too, because he was speaking to their physical condition as well and calling them two uncles. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, he's calling two uncles.
I feel like, overall, the event was a success. And going in, I wasn't a supporter. I still am not necessarily a supporter. I won't be somebody who is out there. Even if you paid me, I still would not go out there to try to sell tickets or promote this event. Johnny Sig, I know if you're listening, brother, I'm sorry. I still can't rock with you. He's been expressing so much excitement on social media.
This. I know.
Talking up Evander Holyfield next. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. But we're talking pure entertainment from the aspect of young people getting to watch some boxers that they heard of. And then also, number two, you had Snoop Dogg. I think it was an overall success. Now, think about this. When we were kids, you would hear about Dr. J and Kareem, but we didn't see them growing up. But they played one-on-one on, like, pay-per-view or something. It was horrible. So, in a comparison, I think it worked out.
No, I think
you know what, Ray, that is definitely fair. But you know what I also did when I heard about Dr. J, Wilt Chamberlain, World Be Free, and all those guys?
There you go.
I went and I watched old tape of them. So I saw them at their prime and not a shadow of what they were, of what they used to be athletically.
And that's real talk. All right,
you know what the young people now have the advantage of? They have the internet and they have YouTube. You can find any clips of any sporting event.
That's true.
Online.
And that's real talk, too.
I'm watching clips. Tell them, Wole.
Yeah.
That Roto Pro spin move didn't look too shabby once you watched it. It was slow.
Yeah, who you telling, bro? Hey, will Danny Garcia shock the world Saturday night? Bite Down Boxes. Reginald Woodson will answer this question after the break. Listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, Devin Couture with a triumphant comeback. More absolutely more. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What's up with the beer? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion.
Listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Wole, Will T, and Ray Jeezy, part of SportsJourney.com. Right now, we have, let me make sure I pass you in. Right now, we have
Bite Down Boxing's Reginald Woodson on the line. Make sure you check out his Pay Me No Mind YouTube channel for sports and entertainment. What's going on, Wood?
Hey, man, great to get invited to the show and be back to chop it up with some boxing minds and some sports minds.
No, we appreciate you. Wood, you a Washington football team fan. Were you happy with Thanksgiving?
You know what, man? I was going to reach out to you, man, because I think that could be a statement win and performance for the whole organization.
I know, right? And how were you able to be? How are you a Washington fan? You're not located in this area. So what is the history of you being a Washington fan?
I was a military brat and happened to be born at Andrews Air Force Base and lived in Virginia for a while. And then just as a young kid, after we had moved away, you know, my dad's team is the Steelers, and I was rocking with the Steelers. And then I asked him, why did he like the Steelers? He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So I was like, well, I was born in Washington, so I'm rocking with, you know, I'm going to get my own team.
All right, bet. Okay. I always want to know about that story. That's what's up. All right, let's get to boxing. Huh? Go ahead.
Little did I know that was much to the chagrin of my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Who got heated that I went away from his team and whatnot.
Oh, man. I bet that. So you know, Washington playing the Steelers next, so we'll see how that goes.
Right.
All right. So Saturday night, IBF and WBC, welterweight champ Errol Spence will take on Danny Garcia. Do you see a scenario where Garcia could land the upset?
Well, we couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. My bad, dude. Can you hear me now? My bad. So I'll say it again. Saturday night, IBF and
still can't hear you.
You still can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. My bad. Saturday night, IBF and WBC welterweight champ Errol Spence will take on Danny Garcia. Do you see a scenario where Garcia could land the upset? Wood, can you hear me? Did you hear me now? Do y'all hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I didn't know who was up first. But, yeah, I think, I think it's very plausible. You know, Danny, this is like this is his third strike or third attempt, you know, to get this right, I believe. So, you know, he's going to be motivated. He came off of the win over Red Cash, kind of not performing the way that he wanted to, but, you know, pretty much sweeping the fight. And I think it just all boils down to we really don't know what version of Spence shows up Saturday night, despite the fact that going through some of these mid sessions and the media workouts and whatnot, he appears to be close to what he was when we last saw him.
So,
well, like, I think Reggie brought up a great point. We haven't seen Errol Spence since last October, I believe, and then after what was his last fight? It was last October of last year, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
Subsequently, after that fight, he got into a very bad car accident. So we don't know exactly how the effects of that accident may still linger on him physically. That's one. And then two, Danny Garcia, I actually think from a stylistic perspective, actually matches up very well with Errol Spence. Danny Garcia has had problems in the past with guys who want to make the fight very rugged and rough on the inside, who come straight forward, guys who are traditional pressure fighters. Errol Spence isn't a pressure fighter. Errol Spence is a guy who is going to, who tries to use angles and also use his naturally bigger frame against guys at 147. I think in a matchup where, you know, and Wole, you always tease me about this in the past, where I call it the sweet science, because you have to use your angles when you're boxing. I think this is a fight that actually bodes well potentially for Danny Garcia.
I disagree. And I want to say first, COVID has been horrible for the country, for the world, for that matter, but for Errol Spence, COVID is one of the best things that could have happened because it gave him more time to recover from the car accident. So I don't anticipate seeing any lingering effects of the car accident. although ring rust could be an issue for both guys because neither one is fought in a while. And I hear what you're saying. I do agree in terms of Errol taking angles, but Errol is one of the most fierce body punchers in boxing. And Danny Garcia does not always come to fights in the best shape. So he better be in shape or he's going to get broke down.
That's a very fair point, Ray. But, no. Errol Spence is a tremendous body puncher. But in order to land those body punches, he has to get in range. And when he's in range, Danny Garcia will have the opportunity to land that signature left hook.
So
if Errol Spence isn't careful when he's going to the body and he keeps it and he raises his chin and doesn't keep his chin tough. Like you said, I don't know the lingering effects of, the car accident, and I don't know if that will affect how, his mechanics in the ring. But I do know if Errol Spence keeps that chin up when he's on the inside going to the body with Danny Garcia, Danny Garcia will have an opportunity to land that left hook.
Who's the better ring general? I'm going to ask you guys. It's Spence. Obviously, when you watch Garcia fight, like you say, pressure fighters, kind of like Sean Porter, he doesn't do well with. But when he fought Lamont Peterson wasn't pressuring him, and he became impatient. He began to swing wildly, and Lamont started plucking him off. Lamont probably won the last four rounds. Again, he's going to be disciplined, which I don't know if he has it, and he's going to be in shape. I'm going to say it again. I just feel like Spence is just too good. I don't think it's really a conversation. Although, I'm not trying to disrespect Danny. I just think that highly of Errol Spence. Anything can happen on any given day. So I'm not sitting here trying to act like I'm making a bold prediction or I'm making, a factual statement and saying that Errol Spence is going to dominate him. I'm just feeling like Errol Spence is just the more skilled fighter in every facet.
Yeah, he...
Power, ring generalship. Yeah, go ahead, Will. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, that's the key thing and why Errol Spence kind of has the division locked up, along with I don't want to discredit Bud at all, but the reason why we have him where he is because he's the most well-rounded and then the biggest, maybe not the biggest puncher that some of us may have thought he was 2 years ago and whatnot. But I think the thing that troubles Danny more so is guys that get him. To try, well, he's not even going to try to do it. But the guys that can get into a third gear and use their legs a lot are guys that trouble him because he can't find them. But I think he's going to be able to find Spence because Spence's best attack is going to bring him to where Danny wants him. And it'll come down to who can hit who first.
That's because
that pressure from Sean Porter, it's a flurry and it's a buzzsaw and all of that. But Spence is more controlled and more disciplined combinations and whatnot in that body work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely Sean Porter is a different animal. And I want to dive into that more. So what do you think? What do you think Garcia's overall strategy will be though? Will it be to try to outbox Spence?
I think he's going to try to get a sense right away of, where Spence is. I mean, like I said, I've been really surprised at how well Spence has looked. I really haven't seen any sparring. I haven't seen any reports of any sparring. I don't know who he's working with or anything, but it seems like the team is very satisfied with how he's looking. And I like what I'm hearing from him, despite the fact that some people, are mentioning that his speech is a little different and whatnot. And that's the thing. We really don't know what any lingering effects are of whatever head trauma occurred. He did come out and release that picture and of him like the day after or whatever, the accident. But I think he'll, Danny can box. And like I said, he's not, Spence isn't a speed demon that he has to catch up to like Amir Khan. He's not going to be using his feet like Peterson did. This is really a tailor-made matchup for both of these guys.
Mm. That's a good point. So you said that you heard that Spence's speech is a little bit off? Is this something?
That's, That's been the common complaint, is that especially maybe a month and a half ago, it was a lot of individuals when he made that first appearance on the hell, that might have been before COVID really set in, but it was the first appearance that he made on the PBC show. And a lot of people went to the internet, you know, right away with, is something wrong with this speech?
Oh, wow. Well, then that, now that's a little scary going into this fight. Yeah, I'm with you all. I think that Danny Garcia is no slouch. Everybody knows how much I respect Spence. I think, and for me, you know, other than maybe Canelo, I think pound for pound, he's up there. But yeah, hearing that his speech is off, that kind of scares me going into this fight. Cause I gave Danny a puncher's chance, cause I think people sleep on Danny. But he's very competitive in most of the fights he's in. Granted, you know, he hasn't had the big win, the win that he's looked for in terms of this era of welterweights. But he's definitely a guy that's capable of doing some special things in his ring. But if Earl is healthy, I don't think Danny has a chance to mess with Earl, especially if Earl, you know, sticks to his game plan as usual, going to the body. I mean, Earl is probably, in my mind, the most devastating body puncher we have in this sport right now of boxing.
One thing that'll be interesting to see. My bad, Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead. You good?
One thing that'll be interesting to see is what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we saw how Terrence Bud Crawford dominated Kell Brooks, right?
Yeah.
Does Errol Spence try to come out and make a statement to counter Bud Crawford's performance against Kell Brook, meaning that he comes out and tries to go, when he sees the opportunity to go for the knockout, he gets very aggressive and puts his foot on the gas in the first six rounds and goes for a knockout against Danny Garcia. Hey, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, would I let you answer that question? I think that's a good point. What do you think?
See, and that's the thing, man. I really feel handcuffed with this fight because we can't even really talk our ish the way that we'd like to because we don't know what the hell Errol Spence really is right now. But I'm with my man, though. I think if he's match fit and ready to go, you know, I'll go back to where when they named this fight. Last October or whatever, because whenever they named it, because I think they were aiming for last December or something, or January or something. I think it was maybe January. I had zero interest in this fight at that point in time.
I remember.
Because I thought the gap between the two was that wide. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my man went out, you know, enjoying himself a little bit too much and flicked up his Ferrari or whatever. And, you know, now we're here and it's not as... you know, it's not as clear a victory, in my opinion. At least not until I see these first 2 or 3 rounds and you know, see how Spence, everything is there. Like y'all said, ring rust is going to be a factor. We're seeing that with, we saw that with Bud to a degree. Mm-hmm. We saw that with Lomachenko.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We saw it with Danny Jacobs, who never got the ring rust off of him last week.
Hey, that's Wood, true. You going to buy the fight, bro? You going? You paying for it?
You know what?
Leave this man alone. He ain't trying to see this joke. He ain't trying.
You know, I'm a hater now. Hey,
yeah.
I've been reading these financial books, man. And I look at everything as a... I look at everything as a value right now, man.
I love it.
If I had to pay $75 for the doubleheader Charlo Brothers card, and now you want me to pay $75 for Sebastian Fundora and Jorge Cota in the co-main event, I'm gonna find out who won the fight after some of y'all won it Saturday night.
I love the realness, man. Hey, Wood, man, thanks for being on the show. Let our listeners know what you have popping in terms of your content. Also, how can folks catch you on social media?
Man, I'm anti-social media right now.
You got to get back on here. You got to promote your brand, bro. You need to get back on.
Man, you're going to make me come. Yeah, I'm over here arguing with somebody right now.
Yeah, man. You're going to have to, man. That's what makes that. Hey, that gets more followers, dude.
keep arguing. That's what I do.
Damn. Hey, but y'all can check me out at Pay Me No Mind Sports and Entertainment on YouTube. That's where everything is. Talking about your TV series, your favorite TV series, some you might not like. Talking about all the music you would never think to listen to that I think is the dopest stuff going. And then, you know, I do my Bite Down Boxing Talk over there. Also, please support me by checking me out at www.bitedownboxing.com, where I write up most of the fights. You might be out with your lady. You get to the bathroom for a second, go to Bite Down Boxing, and I'll let you know who won the fight, you know?
I love it, man. Appreciate you.
I mean, you're not going to let people know in real time on Saturday, though, because you're going to have to let everybody know after.
Hey, I am looking for young people that want to write about the sport. And, you know, if I had a staff, I would have put one of them on this. But since I don't have no staff... Now I mess around and give you a creative after the fact, you know, observation after I scrub the internet and whatnot. Look,
bro, but everybody do that too. Don't get it twisted. There's a lot of people who do that too. A lot of folks, and you can tell you. Yeah, you. I see you got the same thing somebody else had, man. You ain't slick.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask this question to both of you guys, Wole and Ray. You guys on pay for the fight this Saturday?
What you mean pay? Stop, I don't understand it. That
you
word.
Know,
what you mean pay?
For
I don't understand pay. What do you mean pay? You keep saying that. I don't understand what you mean by that. I'm going to see the fight.
I'll say this. If I'm gonna watch it, I'm going to watch it legitimately. I've decided never again to ever click on a Twitter link to go to a free fight. You know what I mean? Even though it's like the best thing ever. Because, you know, of course it's free. Anything free, it seems good. But you know what, though? The right thing to do is to support, you know, the culture, support
that's what's up, man.
Professional
that's
sports,
real talk.
And support the movement that, you know, we try to every week that we're trying to inspire. So that's my thing. But
that's what's up,
if I do watch it, I'm going to pay for it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's real talk, man. That's an amazing
But hey, Wood, I just want to say I still watch The Chi. I heard what you said about it. I still watched it. I watched it to the end until homegirl came home, bro. Sorry.
Man, I ain't got nothing to say about The Chi.
I told you, man, I best stop watching The Chi once they kill little homie and they everybody start forgiving homie for killing that little dude in season one. I wasn't over that.
Like, we're gonna be on here another hour, I'm not messing with the Chi.
Don't get
him
started.
Hey,
take it easy.
Bro. All right, man. Take it easy,
bro. Hey, y'all stay up and enjoy the action this weekend. All right, peace.
Man. We will. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, that's Wood, man. Check him out, man. Pay Me No Mind. Check out his content. Great content. Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Appreciate everybody for listening. Keep tuning in. Check us out on sportsjourney.com. Will T, Ray Jeezy, anything to say before I close this thing out? No, yes. You can say no. It's okay.
You can still have a fight party. Christmas is coming up. People left. Yep. Fight party. Christmas is coming up. So yeah. Wole is not buying anything for the hoes. So, you know, hoes, you need to get it how you live.
Hey, man. You heard Will T just said. I ain't gonna repeat it. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, man, because these are big, homie.